Zach, first of all, welcome to Sheffield. How are you settling in now? You've been here, you've been on the ice with the guys today training.
Yeah, thanks for the welcome. Everything's going good so far. It's been a good week. The boys getting together in the gym and on the ice, and you know, some long hours to begin, just like kind of any normal season beginning, and it's good. You know, the guys are starting to bond, kind of having some laughs in the locker room, and all good so far.
Lots of preseason training, lots of testing going on as well. How does it compare to previous training camps you've been part of?
I'd say it's very professional going on here right now. The training camp and the testing is right up there with some of the American League teams, and you know, so far so good with the professionalism. I gotta say no complaints there. Everybody kind of gets a little nervous about the testing beginning of the year. You know, it's good to get the nerves out of the way, get that out of the way, and just kind of get the on-ice stuff going.
Everyone looks in really good shape, though, kind of coming in.
Yeah, it's a good group. Well, we had, as far as I can see, you know, the results and the testing were really good. You know, the boys had some fun with it. We did some running, and I'm not the greatest runner in the world, but you know what? We all got out there, and we pushed it.
How are things starting to come together on the ice? Are you developing a good partnership with who you're playing with on the blue line?
Yeah, I'm playing with Colin Eddie right now, and we played together previously. Two seasons. We never really played as partners on the back end together, but so far so good. We're gelling. We're pretty similar players. I think he's probably got a little bit more offensive side to him, but I'm always there to back him up. And you know, so far we're mending well. So it's been fun.
That's a real kind of physical blue line as well, because Eddie was the guy last season, maybe when you didn't have such a physical defensive core, you know, was the kind of go-to guy. But I guess that's what Paul Thompson's after.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we should be a feared defense pairing. You know, guys probably won't want to go in the corner. They know we're going to be coming and, you know, trying to get that first hit and play physical and be rough around the net, you know. So it's good. It's kind of you can use that to your advantage, you know. The guys, they'll have their head on a swivel when you go in the corner, and you can get that advantage on them.
Lots of talk about the physicality that certainly you bring, and obviously we saw that with what you did last year at Brayhead.
Yeah, it's always been a part of my game ever since I can remember. I'm sure the referees remember me from way back when as well, but yeah, like I said, it's part of my game. I like to do it. I like to stand up for my teammates. You know, the friendships become immediate right away. You know, these are all good guys, and I want to back them up and show that I care about them.
And obviously that frees up the, you know, the skill forward guys to go and do their job at the other end, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They know if anything was to happen or go down, you know, I want to be the first guy in there. And, you know, we got a couple other guys that are willing to do that too. We got some grittiness up front as well. And so that's great. You know, it's not always easy being, you know, kind of the one guy that everybody looks to, you know, to fight or whatever. But I think we got some guys that can back it up.
Obviously, you've got this preseason kind of mini series against your former club, Brayhead. How do you look at that? Is that something you're looking forward to?
Definitely, yeah. It's always fun to play against your old teammates, and you know, we're all competitive people, and you want to win everything, and I want to show them what they're missing.
Keen to get the first bragging rights of the season as well?
You know it.
Talk me through what you look to get out of games like that. Obviously, you'll want to come away with the win in it and the bragging rights from that game. But what are you looking to get out of this kind of games, these preseason games?
Mostly the timing, you know, getting used to that speed, gapping up on plays, getting there, you know, the passing timing. You know, it's the big ice over here. I skated all summer on the smaller ice. So for me, it's the angles and the passing, you know, getting used to the physicality of the game, you know, getting pushed around, doing the pushing around. You know, you realize you have some sore muscles the next day that you forgot you had. So that's the biggest thing, I think, is just getting used to the speed of the game and the timing.